Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane Jai Shri Prabhupada. So tonight, we will hear how the young unmarried girls performed their special vrat with single-minded, simple determination. Nowadays, Katyayani Puja has become quite popular and it's recommended for worldly women and men. It's recommended for worldly women and men who are trying to improve their chances of obtaining a successful marriage. Some people, like the mothers of the gopis in this pastime, they recommend that the performer of the vrat should not observe too many inconveniences, like they don't have to observe any fasting and they don't have to do very much puja. And not only that, you can do your Katyayani vrat in 1 week instead of 1 month and you can get the result that you require. These worldly-minded practitioners are seeking great personal happiness and wealth. Srila Prabhupada says, generally, people worship Goddess Durga for some kind of material benediction. And here, the gopis prayed to the goddess to become wives of Lord Krishna. The purport is that if Krishna is the center of activities, a devotee can adopt any means to achieve that goal. The gopis could adopt any means to satisfy and serve Krishna. That was the super excellent characteristic of the gopis. They worshipped Goddess Durga completely for 1 month in order to have Krishna as their husband. Every day they prayed for Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, to become their husband. Yes, the gopis had learnt that mantra from Vrindadevi, and they were willing to do anything and whatever was required to convince Katyayani Devi that Krishna must become their husband. So please listen. The gopis made their way to the Jamuna, singing songs, holding each other's hands, and laughing playfully, yet all the time maintaining a fixed concentration on their goal. Now they were alone, and they wanted to be alone, together, alone, to focus on their intention. Vrindadevi's mercy had made them very confident. So yesterday we heard how they made their way to the Jamuna. They placed their clothes on the bank. They put on their bathing clothes. They dipped into the freezing cold water. They ran up the bank and then they were ready to start. Having taken their sacrificial bath, and after tying up their hair, they dressed themselves in fresh clothes, ornamented with attractive borders of gold and silk thread. then they thoroughly immersed their minds in remembrance of Krishna and proceeded to search for a special place on the bank of the Jamuna. They found a clean, quiet spot, undisturbed by the wind and free from the contamination of the Jamuna's foam or the footprints of birds and animals. Then, placing all their excellent puja items carefully on the sandy bank, which glistened like white camphor powder, they began to discuss amongst themselves how they should proceed, since they had never performed such a vrat before. One girl said, "Oh, my friends, before initiating this auspicious activity, we should remove all the evil elements from the atmosphere." Another one said, "This is a very special vrat. Are we meant to perform the worship individually or all together? Let us decide in such a way that we do not end up with difficulty. With faith and intelligence, we should make our decision." Another Sakhi said, "We should do the puja all together in a group. To perform it separately would not be as good. Worship together will be much more beneficial." So, having made that decision, the girls, who were actually very expert, began to shape a murti of Goddess Katyayani out of the wet Jamuna sand. While those girls who knew a lot about puja began chanting many sweet verses glorifying Krishna's qualities. When the girls had finished making their murti, all the girls were so happy that they took handfuls of fragrant flowers and they offered them to Katyayani. They perceived that Bhagavati Katyayani, Yogamaya herself, was satisfied, and this strengthened their determination. First, they offered Manasi Puja before commencing their worship. By controlling their minds and concealing their secret desire, they kept Krishna locked tightly in the heart like a hidden treasure. Then, silently fetching water from the Jamuna, they all washed their hands and they performed achman, and they all sat down on kusha asanas. Fixing their minds in the mode of goodness, they began their worship to Katyayani. To invoke her presence in the murti, the expert gopi pujaris respectfully uttered this mantra: "Iha gacha gacha devi sanidhanam mihachara krishnasya sanidhanam nahe prapyayasva namo namaha." O Devi, we beg you to come and enter this murti. Please come and help us to come closer to Krishna. We pay obeisances to you again and again. After invoking the presence of Katyayani Devi, they carefully placed an asana before her, and with great happiness they glorified her. Swagatam, Swagatam Devi, please accept this splendid asana. O Devi, may your visit be very, very auspicious. We secretly request you to be merciful to us and bring Krishna before us. We offer our obeisances to you. Then they offered padya, or water mixed with appropriate ingredients, for bathing the feet of Katyayani Devi. They said, O Durgamayi, kindly accept this worship for your feet, and may our hearts be cooled by this padya, and may we meet our beloved Krishna. And following the foot wash, they offered priceless argya, or water mixed with very, very fine ingredients, for hand washing. O Devi, you are worshipable by all the devas. We offer this argya to you in hopes that you will soon award us the association of Krishna, who is our Maha-Agya. Then they presented Madhupak, which is a pleasant drink composed of honey, ghee, and yogurt. And they said, O Devi, we offer this sweet Madhupak with the desire to taste the sweetness of Krishna. Deeply absorbed in samadhi and overcome with love, these pure-hearted girls next offered achman while praying to drink the nectar of Krishna's smile. In this way, the gopis offered each item that they had brought from their home. They presented deep red aromatic massage oil in a jeweled container, and they said, O Devi, please accept this oil for massaging your body and allow us to offer oil saturated with our love to Krishna's limbs. To remove the oil, they used finely scented powder, which was like a shower from a fountain of bliss. And they said, we offer this fragrant powder to you. Kindly remove our sorrow by giving us association with Krishna. Then they respectfully offered bathing water scented with the finest camphor in a golden vessel and prayed, kindly arrange for us to bathe in the nectar of Krishna's association. Then the girls presented a wonderful silk sari woven with golden threads, and while offering the sari they said, "O Devi, may our cloth be tied to Krishna's cloth in marriage." Then they placed the finest quality jewels and golden ornaments before Katyayani, as well as fragrant cosmetics made of aguru, camphor, and musk. "O Devi, we offer these priceless items to you, and we beg you to arrange for us to become anointed with the touch of Krishna's feet." Then the girls offered the finest, most fragrant incense made of aguru, kush root, and clusters of fine gugul. And they prayed, "O Devi, accept this agarbati, please, and show us Krishna's effulgence to pacify our burning hearts." The girls continued their worship and their prayers. And when it came time for them to offer the bhoga, they offered butter, milk, rock candy, bananas, coconuts, mung dal sweets, sun-dried rice, and selected delicacies like malpoa, amrita keli, and an assortment of little cakes all covered with powdered sugar. "O Devi, kindly taste these pure, pleasing offerings and give us the remnants from the lotus mouth of the ever-youthful Krishna." Then when they had completed their offerings of so many fine articles, the girls now intensely fixed their mind on the goal, and they chanted their very own special sacred mantra. Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayoginyadishwari Nanda Gopasutam Devi Patime Kurute Namaha. O Goddess Katyayani, O great potency of the Lord, O possessor of great mystic power and control over all, please make the son of Nanda Maharaj our husband. We offer our obeisances to you. Then, after chanting their mantra, they performed their arti and they offered more sincere prayers. "O Mother of Ganesh, neither your husband Mahadev, nor Brahma, nor Brihaspati can offer suitable praises to you, what to speak of others. We are greedy only to serve Krishna. And therefore we are glorifying you, O Maheshwari. Please shower your mercy upon us. You have the power to do the impossible. Although it is you who binds up all living entities, you are also the giver of liberation. Your glories sit on the heads of all the devatas. You are so expert in worshipping Krishna, and you always engage in the welfare for others. We pay our respects unto you, and we beg you to fulfill our desire. Every day, the gopis would worship like this. And each time, upon finishing their prayers, they brought the deity of Katyayani and they placed her into the Jamuna. Then they bowed down and they returned to their homes. Seeing these girls performing such serious worship, everybody concluded that they wanted to marry wealthy, handsome husbands like any other girl. But the gopis did not want any wealth from their worship. Throughout the days and the nights of the entire month, they maintained unswerving focus. They thought only of Krishna. They sang only of Krishna. And as the days passed, they offered more items to increase the standard of their worship. Katyayani Devi, or Yogamaya, was very, very satisfied by their pure offerings and their regular worship. And thus, on the last day of the Vrat, they all received her mercy. She who fulfills all desires and bestows benedictions on those with a pure heart appeared within their minds, saying, O auspicious girls, you are the embodiments of Krishna's love. Your sincere prayers ornament your hearts and indicate your longings for Him. Your prayers also make me glorious. Very soon, you will attain the association of Krishna according to your individual desire. All good fortune to you. Now, stop your austerity. After speaking like this, Katyayani disappeared from their hearts. At first, the girls were stunned. Meditating on the words of the goddess greatly increased their faith. Then, anticipating the forthcoming results of their austerities, it removed all their fatigue. And the girls felt quivering on their left arms, their left eye, and their left thigh. These were signs of imminent auspiciousness and made them confident of obtaining the fruit of their desire. As they sat together, considering how best to conclude their vrat, the sun rose brilliantly in the sky, and the lotuses responded by opening happily. Seeing the Jamuna's beauty, the gopis succumbed to a playful mood, and they all stood up excitedly. Having received the blessings of Katyayani, they took off their fancy pure silk saris and they placed them on the clean sandy bank. And then, following the local custom, they bathed in that secluded place by the Jamuna. Elated and excited, they joyfully splashed one another and pushed each other and tugged one another, and basking in the warm rays of the sun, they were oblivious of the cold water. Those beautiful gopis were now confident that they were going to receive what they intensely desired. And this created an astonishingly delightful scene as they lost themselves in the pleasure of sporting in the Jamuna. One day from now, or 2 days from now, or one evening from now, we will hear what happened next. Make sure you come. It's a very interesting situation. Please don't miss this. The last is the best. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.